the BE Marketing and SEO podcast, where we talk honestly about business visibility, authority, and what actually helps local businesses get noticed.
Hello, and welcome to the Local Business Visibility Podcast, where you, as a small business owner, can get tips to help you get more leads and customers online. Today we are talking about the importance of authority for a business website. Barry is here with me. Barry, lots of business owners spend time posting on social media, updating their Google business profile and trying all sorts of marketing. But you keep saying their website should be the hub. Why?
It's because a lot of businesses treat their website like an online brochure. They build it once, put a few pages on it, and then leave it alone for years. Meanwhile, they're putting all their effort into platforms they don't own. Facebook changes, Google changes, social media trends come and go. But your website is the one place that belongs to you. If you build everything around your own website, you're creating an asset that grows stronger over time.
So you're saying everything should point back to the website?
Exactly. Think of it like the hub of a bicycle wheel. The hub sits in the middle. Every spoke connects to it. Without the hub, the wheel doesn't work. Your website is exactly the same. Your Google business profile, your YouTube videos, your social media, your cloud sites, your articles, your newsletters, everything should strengthen your website.
But surely people just want to find your phone number.
They do. But Google wants much more than that. It wants to understand exactly what your business does. Let's take a roofing company. If the website has one page called Services, Google has very little information. But if the business has pages about roof repairs, flat roofs, slate roofing, emergency repairs, lead work, chimney repairs, guttering, roof inspections, suddenly Google understands that business in much greater detail.
So every service deserves its own page?
In most cases, yes. Each page answers a different question. Each page can rank for different searches. Each page can link to related services. Each page helps visitors. Instead of trying to make one page rank for everything, you're building a complete knowledge base around your business.
And what about location pages?
That's another area where businesses often miss opportunities. If you genuinely work across several towns or cities, each location should have its own useful page. Not copied content. Real information, examples, projects, testimonials, local references. That helps both visitors and search engines understand where you work.
So the website isn't just there to look nice.
Exactly. It's there to educate, build trust, answer questions, show experience, help people. The better your website helps visitors, the easier it becomes for every other piece of marketing to work.
So this is where all those other things we've talked about start fitting together.
That's exactly it. Your website becomes the center of your authority network. Your articles support it. Your videos support it. Your Google business profile supports it. Your supporting websites support. Your social media supports it. Even your email newsletter supports it. Everything works together instead of competing for attention. If there's one thing I'd like you to remember from today's conversation, it's this. Don't build your online presence around platforms you don't own. Build it around your website. Then let everything else strengthen that central hub. That's how you create an authority network that grows over time.
Thank you. Next, we're going to look at one of the biggest pieces of that network. Your Google business profile. Why it's so important, and why on its own it's not enough. See you then. Bye for now.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be back soon with another practical conversation about building visibility and authority for your business.